How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. When it comes to creating content on social media, in my opinion, there is one thing that is the most time consuming out of the whole process. Well, it's certainly the most time consuming for me, and that's coming up with the ideas for the content that I'm actually going to create. I'd sit down the day I was going to batch create my content and just have a mind blank. I would sit down and I'd go, right, I'm ready, I want to create, but where do I start? What am I actually going to create? And I'd sit there and I'd probably spend about an hour coming up with the ideas, and that was the majority of the time I actually spent creating the content. So today I'm going to share 4 different ways of how you can actually come up with endless content ideas for your social media content. So without any further ado, let's dive into tip number 1. And that is just write a list of everything you want to say, everything you want to teach to your audience. It doesn't necessarily have to be a headline for your piece of content, just everything that you may have learned, everything that you may be curious about, everything that you may have an opinion on, write it down. And when you have this list, and when you get into the flow state of putting these ideas from pen to paper, you will just keep going. You will create a list and you won't stop. And before you know it, you'll have a list of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 pieces of content because you've just sat there and just rambled on about everything that you want to say. So this is something I do on a regular basis. I try and do it at the beginning of every month because I can then go through that list and I can go, oh, I can actually take that and turn it into this piece of content, or I can give this a little twist and that actually becomes a pretty good headline. So I can use that as a piece of content, or I can actually merge all of these different things together and make a longer post about them and turn it into a carousel. And that becomes a piece of content. So if you're struggling, you need to just sit down and write a list, get into that flow state of everything you want to say, because before you know it, you'll have statements, opinions, ideas, headlines, titles, you name it, all of these different things on a piece of paper, and you can then just go through and pick out the best ones. So this is something I do. It's probably the main thing I do to come up with content ideas, and I strongly suggest you do it as well. Now, moving on to tip number 2, and that is using templates or frameworks to generate different content themes. So what a lot of people like to do is on Monday, they'll post a certain type of content, or on Tuesday, they'll then switch to another, or every Wednesday, they do a certain thing, or they just come up with different ways of how they can structure their week and what type of content they post so that they know on this day they need to come up with an idea based on that topic, and then they can go via that. So if you come into this habit of producing content based on templates and frameworks, your brain and your content creation flow goes into that style, and you get much better at coming up with ideas for certain days and certain topics that you want to talk about. If your content is just all over the place, then of course it can also work in 2 ways. It can either give you the freedom to create whatever you want, but it could also become overwhelming and you have no idea what you actually want to create. So you get overwhelmed and you don't come up with any ideas and you don't know what to post. So having some structure about what you're going to post can be helpful in the sense that you know that this day you need to come up with an idea for this topic, and then this day you need to do for this, this day you need to do for that. So it gives a bit of structure, it gives a bit of flow, and just gives your brain more of an idea on what actually needs to be created rather than coming to it and going, right, I can create anything. Now, moving on to tip number 3, and this one's a little bit different, and it's something that gives a little bit of a mindset shift and that I commonly like to do, and that's actually going to a completely different workspace. Now, when I'm working, when I'm creating content, when I'm working on the business, I'm in this little box room in my flat in London, and it's what I treat as my office, essentially. And sometimes it can get very tedious sitting in this room. I can spend hours sitting in this room, and although I like it and I've created a nice environment for myself, Sometimes it can drive me insane. Sometimes I do want to get out and about, change that environment, go to a coffee shop, go sit outside, go sit in the park, and it gives me a new sense of creative freedom that I didn't have sitting in my flat. And this is something that I really encourage more people to do. You sometimes just associate with work, with sitting at that workspace, whether it be in your bedroom, at your desk, or in a room in your house, or at a office, or you name it. You need to sometimes get out and about, or especially creating content ideas, something very simple. Sometimes I just go on a walk, put on a podcast, and have the notes app on my phone up, and I'll just start writing ideas down. And because I'm on a walk and because I'm outside and I've got that creative freedom, I'm not caged in this room in my flat, I can be more creative. I do sometimes feel more free about the situation just because I've left the house. And it happens every time I go out and I think, why wasn't I getting this creative spark when I was sitting inside? And sometimes you do just need that change of environment to really kickstart the process. So if you're someone that is struggling, and especially with the nature of everybody working from home now, it can get quite overwhelming and feeling that you're just stuck inside all day. You don't have to sit inside. Go sit in a coffee shop. Go find a bench. Go find a park. Just go on a walk. Go outside and get that creativeness flowing again. And trust me, it does work. It works for me. So I hope it works for you too. Now, moving on to tip number 4. And this is going to be the final one of the episode. This has been a bit of a shorter episode today, to be honest. But it's a little bit different. I hope you like it. Not keeping you for as much time as I normally do, so you can get about your day or go and listen to more podcasts. So tip number 4, and this is something that I do when I'm really stuck and I keep various books, and that's a little teaser, I keep various books on my desk, is just to open a book, read a page, and adapt a point that you've learned from reading that page to your niche, and that can become a content idea. So for example, the books that I've got on my desk right now, I've got Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, I've got The 4-Hour Workweek, I've got Atomic Habits, I've got The 48 Laws of Power, I've got Mastery, and I've got Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. So between those 6 different books, there are thousands of content ideas within those, because they are sort of the self-help niche books, or books that teach lessons or guide you on certain processes. There is so much value within those that you can just read a page and adapt a point that just a single one of those pages has taught you to your niche and create a piece of content from it, especially the books like Mastery or The 4-Hour Workweek or The 48 Laws of Power. There is so much content within those that you cannot make an excuse for not reading a page and coming up with a content idea for your niche. So if you're really struggling, open a book, read a blog post, listen to a podcast, consume another piece of content, and adapt the lesson learned to a piece of content that can be created for your niche. And those are 4 ways that you can increase the amount of content ideas you generate. So write a list of everything you want to say, use frameworks to generate different content themes, go to a different workspace, that's a little bit of a different one, and then finally open a book or just consume another piece of content, learn a point, and adapt it to your niche. Now, you haven't got any excuses for not coming up with our content ideas from now on, so go and start creating. Oh, and before I forget, I did just want to mention that I've made my Complete Guide to Success on Instagram ebook completely free. Now, I'm probably making a huge mistake here by doing this, because this isn't like any other free resource that people give out. It's 83 pages long. It covers 12 topics. It took me over a month to write, and I'm charging absolutely nothing for it. And I'm going to say, I do genuinely believe that this will be one of the best free resources, if not the best free resource, you will ever have the chance to get your hands on. Nobody else will give you this much information for free. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm deciding to do it. So what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes below and you'll find the link to where you can find it. Click download and enjoy. Do it. It's free. Literally nothing is free nowadays. So enjoy, have a read, and I hope it provides you with some value. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive. I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.